Brothers and sisters, good morning. Today, Pastor Joshua will be sharing with us from the book of Numbers, chapter 10. Yesterday, we talked about chapter 9. We move forward under God's presence, under God's grace. The topic today is quite similar. So, in God's presence, we move forward, or God is walking before us, is to move forward. Move forward to the promised land. But how can we enter into God's promised land under the current pandemic or in our difficulties? In God's presence. So, in God's presence, we move forward. In fact, it is God who walked before us, and God is also in our midst. Today, we'll see verse 33 of this chapter. This is very important, but it's not easy to explain. So we will come to verse 33 later. But this is critical to us. Verse 33. So they set out from the mountain of the Lord and traveled for 3 days. The Ark of the Covenant of the Lord went before them during those 3 days to find them a place to rest. It's not easy to explain this scripture. And I spent some time this morning trying to figure out the meaning of these scriptures. There are 3 paragraphs in this chapter. First 1 to 10. It talks about making and also blowing the trumpets, making the silver trumpets. So this is according to verse 9. Chapter 9, which talked about the need to observe the Feast of Tabernacle, the Feast of Passover. It commemorates how God saved the Israelites out of Egypt, out of death, out of the land of slavery. This is salvation from God. This is from His grace. That's why we have to commemorate and keep observe the Feast of Passover. This is how God saved us, how God saved the Israelites. God also saved us from our sins, coming out from our sins and death. So we have to continue entering into this salvation. This is the grace of God. That's why we have to observe the Passover feast. Then it talks about the clouds. When they set up the tabernacle, then the clouds comes down. Any time that we have to follow the clouds, whenever the clouds move, the Israelites follow. When the clouds settle there, everyone will stop there. No matter how long or how long they stop there. Whenever the leader say go, then we follow. So we talked about God's presence. When you see the clouds, that is God's presence. And it is a guarantee for us. So prepare us to go through all these difficult times before entering the promised land. And today in chapter 10, we talk about the making of the silver trumpets. So making the trumpets and blowing the silver trumpet is how we should follow the clouds. When the clouds move, so for the Israelites, they have like 3 million people. How can they go? Who should go first? It's not just freely do it. And they do it in order. And how to follow the clouds and move forward? So many people, how can they follow? In fact, they have to listen to the sounding of the trumpets. First 1 to 10 talk about the making and the blowing of the silver trumpets. So we have to follow the clouds. We need the sound of trumpets. In God's presence, when we move forward, we need the silver trumpets. It's the priests who need to rise up to blow the trumpets. This is what is talked about from first 1 to 10. In God's presence, if we want to move forward, we have to listen to the sound of the trumpets. Here we can see they have made two trumpets. There are two functions here. When they blow the trumpet, not with a loud blast, that is to gather the people, call the community together in front of the tabernacle. Verse 2, make two trumpets of hammered silver and use them for calling the community together and for having the camp set out. The function of the two trumpets, first is to call the community together, and the second is to setting out. So if they just blow it in a normal tone, so when both are sounded, verse 3, when both are sounded, the whole community is to assemble at the entrance of the tent of meeting. If only one is sounded, the leaders are gathered. So they come to the tent of meeting, meet up with God, and Moses would talk to them. The first function of this silver trumpet is to gather the people. When the trumpet blast is sounded, verse 5, then everybody get ready to set out. Verse 5, when the trumpet blast is sounded, so at the sounding of the blast, then the camps on the south set out first. So when they blow this trumpet the second time, it is the north tribe getting set out. I believe that the third time, then it's the west and then the north. So the 12 tribes follow suit. So the trumpets was sounded by the sons or the descendants of the priest. So we can see that the functions of blowing the trumpets is to gather and to have the camp set out. So when they gather the people to set out, they follow the clouds to move forward. And also they sound the trumpet when they are in battles. Verse 9. When you go into the battle in your own land against an enemy who is oppressing you, sound a blast on the trumpets. Then you'll be remembered by the Lord your God and rescued from your enemies. When they blow the trumpet blast, that is the time when they set out. So the army is getting ready. So when they blow this trumpet blast, they will be remembered by the Lord and be rescued from the enemies. This is how they cried out to the Lord. And also, is to gather them. Verse 10. Also at your times of rejoicing, your appointed feasts and new moon festivals, you are to sound the trumpets over your burnt offerings and fellowship offerings. And they will be a memorial for you before your God. When they are before God, that is the in the presence of God, you have to remember all these. You have to remember all these appointed feasts, the fellowship and burnt offerings. This will be a memorial before God. When you go out to fight a battle, they need to blow the trumpet blast. You'll be remembered by God. When they gather, the leaders and also the community, they have to blow the trumpet. And when they set out, they need to blow the trumpet. So this blowing the trumpet is to let the people, they come in unity. When they are united, they follow the sound of the trumpets and move forward by following God. This will be remembered by God. So when you blow the trumpet, it's not you blow it in a loud sound, then God will hear, will remember you. It's not that. God knows everything. We don't need to blow this trumpet, then to let God knows. When we blow the trumpet, it's to let the community, to let the people get ready, gather them, ready to move out, and to celebrate the feast, to go for battle. And everybody will act together in unity. So the previous chapter talked about everyone, we need to enter into God's salvation to observe the feast of Passover, where everyone follow the clouds, follow the presence of God. In God's presence, we need to be in order. It's the same when we operate under the Holy Spirit, we need to be in order. It's not that you freely do whatever you want. We must follow. Here it gives them a signal by blowing the silver trumpet. Brothers and sisters, when we follow God in His presence, it's not you just freely do what you want. Or I receive a revelation that the church should do this and that. Or I receive the revelation under the current pandemic, what the church should do, and then you do it yourself. This is not under God's presence. It's not being remembered by God. To the Israelites, they need to hear the silver trumpet blast and sound it. It is when Moses, or it is when God talked to Moses, when they look at the clouds, then the priests will initiate all these actions and the priests work together with Moses. This is how when they blow the trumpet, everybody, they work together in unity. In the presence of God, they move forward. From verse 11 to 28, it recorded how they moved forward for the first time. The first time they moved forward in God's presence. So during the process of moving forward, how should they be arranged? This is very special. In this paragraph, there were four subparagraphs. In these four subparagraphs, we discover one thing. It's not the people or the army moving forward first. We know that the Ark of the Covenant is in the middle. And this is the tent of meeting. and surrounded by the priests, the Levites, when they settled in the camp. And the north, south, west, and east, they have the 12 tribes. So when they settle, what should they do? It's the camp of Judah went first. And then, followed by the north, Reuben. So first is the Judah, and then Reuben. Our first impression was like this. And then followed by the priests and the Levites. Then the Benjamin camp followed, or Ephraim camp. And then followed by Dan. This is how they move forward. But according to this paragraph, it's not like this. Here we can see the four sub-paragraphs. It's not according to which camp or which standard. It is the tent of meeting going first. So I discovered this when I look at it in the morning. Starting from verse 11. So starting from verse 11, it didn't record it. It is the camp of Judah moving first. So if you look at the NIV version, after verse 16, there is a full stop there. From verse 11 to 16 in the original text in the Bible, it is one paragraph. Verse 11, on the 20th day of the second month of the second year, the cloud lifted from above the tabernacle of the testimony. Verse 12, then the Israelites set out from the desert of Sinai and traveled from the place to place until the cloud came to rest in the desert of Paran. They set out this first time at the Lord's command through Moses. Verse 14, the divisions of the camp of Judah went first under the standard. Nashon is the leader, was in command, and then the other tribes, Nathaniel, and also Eliab. It's not that the camp of Judah went first. It's recorded that the cloud went first. So the cloud was lifted up, the tent of meeting. That is to say, the cloud rose up. So this is the cloud above the tabernacle. It rose up. It didn't move. So the cloud led Sinai, the desert of Sinai. And then the cloud came to rest in the desert of Paran. So this is how it's described. The cloud rose and then rest in the desert of Paran. Then it recorded the camp of Judah. Then it recorded Issachar, Zebulun, and these two other camps follow the cloud after the camp of Judah. So it's the cloud moving ahead first before the army. So the army followed the clouds. This is the first small paragraph. And the second small paragraph from verse 17 to 20. So it didn't record the camp of Reuben. It didn't record Reuben first. So verse 17, then the tabernacle was taken down. And the Gershonites and Merarites who carried it set out. So the west the Levites in the west and also the Levites in the north, they carried this tabernacle and set out. Then the army followed them. Is Reuben under the standard? So their tribal leader is Elisu. And the other camp, Simeon, the leader is Shelumiah, and then followed by Gad, Eliasab. Is the tabernacle set out first? They follow suit. So in this paragraph, you can see that it's the tent moving first, followed by the army. And the third subparagraph, it's not the army moving forward first. It recorded Kohathites. They set out first, carrying the holy things of the temple. It recorded the Kohathites, they did the thing first. They set out carrying the holy things of the tent of meeting. So by the time when they arrived, then they set up the tent of meeting again. And then according to the order, then Ephraim, the army follows suit. And then Manasseh and Benjamin. And the fourth subparagraph from verse 25 to 28, the last three camps is Dan, Asher, and Naphtali. They followed. So from the first three subparagraphs, we can see that it's the cloud moving forward first, followed by the army. And then it's the Gershonites and the Merarites. They took down the tabernacle and carried it, set out, followed by the army. Then we can see the Kohathites set out carrying the holy things, followed by Ephraim, and then Dan followed at last. And we can see a picture here. In fact, it is the tabernacle moving forward first. The Ark of the Covenant moved first, followed by the army. That is to say that God is in front. Everybody follows. It's not you walking ahead first. Then God follow you. It's not like that. Well, we can see one thing. Everybody wants to protect the church. Like the Israelites, they want to protect the Ark of the Covenant, protect the tabernacle. But here it recorded that God is moving ahead first. Brothers and sisters, in the process of following God, when we serve in the ministry, we have to remember God is moving ahead of us. It's not we are ahead of God. We must follow God. It's God who protects us. It's not us protecting God. I can see that many brothers and sisters, they want to protect me. But in fact, it should be me protecting you. Especially when brothers and sisters, they're afraid that I might have spoken the wrong words, I made a wrong decision. They are so nervous. I really thank you for your love, but I'm following God. It is God who protects me. It's not me protecting God. It's me. I protect everyone. It's not you protecting me. It is the church protecting all the brothers and sisters. It's not the brothers and sisters protecting the church. We must be in the presence of God. We stand in our right position. God is in front of us, is ahead of us. We must believe and trust Him. We must trust the power of God, trust in His presence and leading. Do not doubt about God. When we want to protect God, we don't believe in God. We just trust ourselves. When we want to protect God, we don't believe in the will of God, or we don't believe in the sense of God. That is the thinking of God. We feel that, oh no, there is no sense. You have no sense. I don't believe in what you say. I should do it this way. So we want to change or adjust God. We walk ahead of God. No. We must listen to the voice of the silver trumpet and follow His presence. In these four subparagraphs, in the first big paragraph, we can see that it talked about the clouds, the tabernacle, and also the vanishings in the tent of meeting. In every camp, the army, according to their standard, they follow God. They move forward, follow the clouds and the leaders. In the presence of God, they move forward. This is how we follow God, in orders. God move first. It's not me going ahead of God. The third paragraph is more clear. Starting from verse 29 to 35 to 36. There are three small paragraphs here. It's very special. Starting from verse 29 until 33. There were many writers and many people, they have argument over these verses. So in the morning devotion today, we will not argue, but we receive the revelation first. According to how the scriptures are recorded in the Bible, we try to explain this. Moses' father-in-law, his name is Hobab. Who is Hobab? It seems that Moses has two father-in-law. No. Here it recorded, actually he has two names. Some people think that this is the son of his father-in-law. Okay, let's not argue or discuss. So Moses requested his father-in-law to go with him, so that his father-in-law can be their eyes. So in this wilderness, he needs the eyes. So when we look at this paragraph, do we look at it in a positive or negative way? I think it is positive. That is to say, Moses, setting out in the desert, God called him to Mount Sinai, though he spent a year there. And this is the first time they set out. So in the desert, how should they move? Moses said, I need the eyes. Some people, they are familiar with the wilderness, the way ahead, the source of the source of water. That's why Moses asked his father-in-law, Hobab, come with us. God has to bring us to the promised land and give us a lot of good things. So when we receive all these blessings, we will give some to you. Be our eyes. But Hobab replied, saying, no, I will not go. I have to go back to my own land and people. But Moses insisted, you should come with us. We will give you all the good things. Share with you whatever good things the Lord gives us. I need you. I need you to be our eyes. But the Bible here didn't record whether Hobab followed them. And there were a lot of discussions. Some say yes and others no. So we will not discuss about this. So my opinion is that I know that Moses is not irrational. So he knew that he needs somebody to be the eyes because he's not familiar with the desert. So he invited Hobab. Whether he went or not, so as leaders, as the ministers, we must be rational. Oh, we should not just say that I have faith. I don't need a rational mind. But we must know, be familiar with the place. But back in 2001, we are looking for a place in Hong Kong. When I prayed in Taiwan, I asked God, where is the place you give me in Hong Kong? So in my prayer, I already saw this. That I will not wait until I was commissioned back to Hong Kong and then I look at this place. So when I saw this place in my prayer, so 2001, January, I came back to Hong Kong first. I looked for the place and I found several places. So I see which place is similar to the one that I saw in my prayer. Then I made that decision. And around the end of April, I came back to Hong Kong. I used that place. I would not wait until April when I return. Then I look for the place. So we have faith. We also have a rational mind. So it's faith before reasoning. So in this paragraph, so we see that Moses made decisions also on his rational mind. But is this the most important, the only decision we make based on rational mind? Here it didn't record whether Hobab stayed, went with them or not. So we need to be rational. But we should not consider like making our decision based on our rational mind. What is the most important? Starting from verse 33. So they set out from the mountain of the Lord and traveled for 3 days. So they set out, they broke camp, leaving the mountain of the Lord. So they broke camp for 3 days. They traveled for 3 days. So it continued to record. The ark of the covenant of the Lord went before them during those 3 days to find them a place to rest. So in the original text, in verse 33, they have one sentence. And in the middle, there is a comma. So they settled for the mountain of the Lord and traveled for 3 days. After leaving the mountain of the Lord, they broke camp. They traveled for 3 days. And the next sentence. And the ark of the covenant of the Lord went before them during those 3 days to seek out for them a resting place. The ark of the covenant of the Lord also set out before them. It's before them. It's ahead of them. And help them seek a place to rest. It's before them. How should we explain this? Verse 17, the scriptures explain. The Ark of the Covenant is in the middle of the whole group of people. Verse 21, the Kohathites set out carrying the holy things. The tabernacle was to be set up before they arrived. So the Kohathites carried all these holy things in the sanctuary, and they moved forward, followed by Reuben, the camp of Reuben, Ephraim. So it was recorded that the tabernacle, the Ark of the Covenant, is in the middle. But when we look at verse 33, the Ark of the Covenant is ahead of them. They have traveled for 3 days. So the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord went before them during those 3 days. So the Ark of the Covenant is before them in those 3 days, helping them to find a place to rest. How should we explain this? So the cloud and this army, they follow the cloud. So they have a huge army. How should they find a place? That's why they let the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord move first. So under the cloud, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord went before them. So this is how the Kohathites carry the Ark of the Covenant. They move forward to look for a place to rest. This is one of the explanations. So from what I see, we don't need to explain this according to the words. My explanation is before them. It's before the Lord. So they are in the presence of God. The Ark of the Covenant of the Lord went before them. That is before God. The Israelites, they move forward in the presence of God. They continue to walk in the presence of God. How I see this is the cloud is moving ahead of them. Whenever the cloud stops, then that's the place to rest. That is how God lead them. So it's not that they don't care about the cloud and just follow the ark. The cloud is above them. When the cloud stop in a place, then the Ark of the Covenant also stop in that place. So it seems that it's telling us that they are in the presence of God. They move the Ark of the Covenant that way. That's why the topic for today is in the presence of God, people move forward. In fact, they follow the cloud, and then the army follow. When the Ark of the Covenant stopped there, they settle down and have a rest there. In fact, the army is walking, is following God in His presence. It also talk about in the daylight, the sun shines. So like 3 million people walking in the midst of the clouds, in the sun, because of the cloud. So it provides shade for them. They will not be burned out. It talk about the presence of God. And then Moses said, verse 35, whenever the ark set out, Moses said, "Rise up, O Lord. May your enemies be scattered. May your foes flee before you." Whenever it came to rest, he said, "Return, O Lord, to the countless thousands of Israel." This is the proclamation of Moses. O God, our enemies must be scattered. In fact, he's saying that God is walking ahead of them. Let's follow. Then the enemies of the Lord scatter. They will flee. When God stopped there, everybody followed. Whenever it came to rest, then he said, return, O Lord, to the countless thousands of Israel. This is God's presence. God's presence dwelt among us. We must move forward in the presence of God. Or we follow the clouds, follow the presence of God. It's the same. May God help us. And a co-worker reminded me today, back in 2007, the 9th of September, that is today, so from the North Point Pier, we were on the ferry. The three ferry carried us to arrive in Chin Wan. And then we settled camp here in this place. This 3 years ago. 13 years ago. So we set out and God led us. So with so many people. At that time, we have 1,000 people. So we were on three ferries coming to this place. I'm really touched. And today, the 9th of September, we read this chapter. It is God's cloud bringing us to set out. It's the first time we follow God and come to this place. Nowadays, it's never easy for us. But our church is really good because we are in the presence of God. The enemies be scattered. The foes flee before us, before God, and God is in our midst. We must remember. We follow God and move forward in the presence of God. We follow and we enter into the promised land. And good days are coming. We believe in God. Amen. Bless you all.